Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallach moves to second. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Wallach moves to third. Spear moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a pop-up towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lee. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Baylor applying the tag. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a ball on the ground towards second. Scott scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Dawson strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Pulio now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Cromarty moves to third. Wallach moves to second. It's 7-2, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Roland Office pinch hits for Charlie Lee. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Raines steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to third. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Charlie Puglio. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bill Lee now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Neil Allen now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Backman applying the tag. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott misplays the ball. That's an error on Scott. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Expos. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 6. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wallach strikes out. 1 out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ratchsick pinch hits for Neil Allen. Gary Ratchsick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratchsick takes first base on ball 4. Ron Gardenhire pinch runs for Gary Ratchsick. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and New York Mets, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.